let's say it says, Dear Freak Show, it's funny because I hear the craziest confessions with you guys every day and always think there's nothing really that I do that's so weird to confess. So I just laugh along. That was until I saw the response to something I said when I was at a client dinner. The waiter basically asked me if I wanted sparkling or flat water like they always do, and I declined. And the conversation got into how much did I hate water. I mean, it's horrible. I hate the taste of it. I always have. Since childhood, I was always forced to drink water, which has made me not do it in my adulthood. Kind of like me and cutting grass. I digress, though. He says, when you think about it, minus brushing my teeth, water doesn't enter my mouth except for when I play ball. I'm at my boys' gym. We sip water between the games. It's more to cool off than to drink. I don't really swallow a lot of it. I just whoosh it around. I'm always coming from work when we play, so I never have the time to grab my drink because I drink a lot of Arizona iced tea. So, again, I cool off with it, but I don't drink it. Their faces at the dinner were stone frozen like I was telling a joke. I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life. I work out 3 times a week. I run. I get run with some real players once a week, so I get my sweat on. I do cardio, and I eat great. Water is just not on my radar. I know it sounds weird, but I got to tell you, I think it's overhyped. Keep doing what you're doing. Always Jesus. Laughing with you freaks. Sam Kennard out of Tampa.
Water's weird. Overhyped.
Sam said we buying fake news.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be drinking all that water.
That's not fake news, first of all. Your body is made up of like 80% water in case you didn't know.
See, we've all heard that fake news.
But it's true.
That's why I said somebody with a lab coat might have to answer this because we don't know that's true.
Google's my lab coat.
We just know what we've been told.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah,
I'm out here
are
cut
you,
up and everything.
Are you like always dehydrated?
Yes.
Or like, I didn't say nothing about he dehydrated.
But he maybe doesn't even know.
What,
you know, when you get cramped up and everything, this dude ain't got no liquids in him. I mean, he got number dust in his body.
I know that you can't survive off of Arizona iced tea.
Ew, and that is so bad for you, by the way.
He is a vampire.
Right.
He got no water in him whatsoever.
Do you know how much sugar is in Arizona iced tea? It's not just
like
water.
Those little, what is it, the little squeeze in the bottle things? The little
the
flavored.
Mias.
Mio.
All right, what does that do?
Oh, it makes your water flavored.
It's like Crystal Light.
It's fake stuff you put in your water because for people that don't like to drink water.
Because the older he gets, this is going to catch up to him eventually.
You squirt a little flavor in your water and then you shake it up and it makes your water taste different. You know,
that's
they have all
different
flavors.
Like Crystal Light.
Yeah, but it's not powder. This is liquid, but it doesn't matter. Either way, I don't understand. The first time I heard this was actually from a family member that did not enjoy drinking water. He will only drink water with bubbles in it or it has to be flavored.
I don't understand how you cannot like water. Water doesn't have a taste.
It's common.
Unless
it's
you're
so
in Tallahassee.
Weird.
Yeah. Tastes funny.
Have you ever seen me without a bottle of water?
I drink water like a camel. I mean, I'm always drinking water.
To.
Now that I got this Yeti that keeps the ice cold,
yeah.
Hell, I'm in heaven.
I wish you would have added how old he was, because I feel like eventually
he's going to die.
There's going to be problems. Like people are mentioning kidney stones.
Somebody said his blood at an 813 is going to be sludge.
Ugh.
I'm surprised he's never had kidney stones. Just came in again. He has to be dehydrated. Somebody says you can get a UTI. He can't. He's not a woman.
He doesn't have
a uterus.
UTIs. Guys can get. Yeah, guys can get UTIs.
Guys don't.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He doesn't have a uterus.
You can get a UTI as a guy. It stands for urinary tract infection, not uterus tract infection. Stupid.
Never mind. never mind. Then. All right. Wait. AJ is on the phone. AJ. Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man. Taking the morning commute to work.
Hey, AJ, what does UTI stand for?
UTI, urinary tract infection.
Mm,
okay,
kidney.
Never mind. All right, so wait, you don't drink water either?
No, my girlfriend or my son don't.
Really?
They say it has this weird taste that they can only get it from a bottle.
So, okay, so they will drink bottled water, but just like not any tap.
The little one's picky, but, you know, he won't really touch it at all. But, Mom, she'll drink bottled water if I stay on her.
but doesn't like, she won't just pick it up on her own and just quench her thirst. You'll have to stay on her about it.
Right.
So yeah, man, people are writing us all kind of stuff about kidney failure and kidney stones and all. I mean, this is crazy.
Your body has to have, I try to drink at least a gallon a day just to filter my system.
Because, yeah, the report that I just Googled said 8 to 10 glasses a day. So yeah, a gallon is preferred.
Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's a healthy way. You're doing it right, AJ. I appreciate it.
You're just peeing all day long. Like I
what do you mean peeing all day long?
You don't have to drink 8 to 10. You should, but you don't have to drink.
No,
eight to ten glasses.
Listen, you're gonna quote 80% and all this stuff, but not do what they medically.
That's a suggestion. No, now 80% of your body's made of water is like a fact.
You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to drink because I mean all of the toxins and stuff that you got in your body.
Yeah, well, I wish I could, but I would be in the bathroom all day long peeing. You know, I got stuff to do.
And what's wrong with that?
By the time your body is telling you you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Did you know that? Ooh, I got all this water now.
Listen, I just learned what a UTI was. Okay, so let's slow down. Okay, Stefan, what's up?
Hey man, what's going on?
Man, you don't drink water either?
I don't drink water. I'm 33 years old. I play college football and basketball.
Oh, hey.
And I don't drink water at all. My wife literally has to force me to drink water. My son plays sports. My daughter plays sports. They can drink all the water they want to.
I'm trying to figure this out. You said you play ball, though. So, I mean, what was you drinking? Gatorade?
Gatorade, Arizona tea, like the first dude said in the letter.
Oh.
Everything. Listen, as long as it had some sugar to it, I was drinking it.
Bruh, so, are you healthy? You healthy?
Yeah, listen, I'm 6'3", 185 pounds, lean. I still can run, still can do anything that I wanted to do when I was younger, not drinking water. I'm still doing that 33 years old right now.
But what's your beef with water? You just don't like the taste, or?
I don't like the taste. There is no taste of water. Man, water don't taste like nothing.
Right, so how can you not like the taste?
Because it don't taste like nothing. It tastes like you're putting a piece of paper in your mouth.
No, it doesn't. You just haven't found one that you like.
So you do realize, when you drink that water, that's giving you, all of the... You know, your body is made up of water, so you got to give it back to yourself.
Man, it's water and Gatorade and Powerade, ain't it?
Mixed with sugar.
Yes, yeah, it's...
Okay, so when you drink sweet tea, it's mixed with sugar, but it got water in it. As long as you're getting your... It don't say how you got to get your water intake. It just say you need water intake.
Yo, when you play sports, did your coaches ever get on you for it?
Man, listen, what was in my Gatorade bottle, they didn't have to know.
Yeah, that's true. They're not expecting it.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't looking at my Gatorade bottle. They're just making sure I'm getting hydrated and able to get my butt back on that court.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
this is crazy.
So my thing was, I drink water now because of my wife and kids, and I want to live a long life for my wife and kids. But if it was up to me, man, listen, I'm not drinking no water.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
No water.
I appreciate it, bro. Damn. Wow.
Yeah, that's not healthy
at
all.
Hit him? I mean, he's not being moved.
But
he's like, yo, I
it's going to catch up to you
what?
Eventually.
He said he's lean. He man, run he's around 33 looking like now. Looking like Terrell.
He's still young. He's still young.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite bottle of water? If you had to pick one.
Smart water
is the joint. Yeah. Honestly, smart water. Only because that's the one that everybody got. But if they do have Fiji or Voss, I'll get those.
Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills.
And that essential pH balance water.
Yeah, that's
good.
The black
too.
One. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that's got the plus on it.
But I always, if I'm specifically buying water, is always smart water because it tastes the cleanest to me.
Yeah, and then I always want to be smart. Especially since I know what a UTI is. You sure it's not uterus?
No, it's not uterus tract infection,
okay.
Orlando.
All right, I'm just saying. I wanted to make sure you were sure.
On the Freak Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.